You want to know the real reason I didn't go? It's because of... All right, let me bring up y'all guy, my friend, my dog. Give it up for Nimesh Patel. Hi, it's me, Zoran Mamdani. Good to see you, everybody. Your future mayor. Zoran. Zoran Mamdani. What do we think? Is he going to take it?
Yeah!
He's going to take it? Okay, okay, okay. The first Ugandan mayor. of any major metropolitan area. I don't even think they got mayors in Uganda, so it's going to be a first. I'm excited. I hope he wins. I've been working on my smile, just in case they need somebody on SNL. I'll do it for the community. I don't know if he's going to take it. I think he's going to take it. This Cuomo's his opponent. His main way of attacking him is calling Zoran a socialist. Cuomo's also a socialist. He thinks titties belong to everybody. I remember when Cuomo was governor, it wasn't too long ago, that he installed a curfew. It was 10 p.m. Because after that, the hands came out. On everybody. I also don't know what's so wrong with socialism. What's so wrong? I mean, you know, all this people talking like, oh, we got to make America great again. Do you remember when it was great? When we had socialist policies. You guys don't know this, but minus, like in the 50s and 60s, minus all the racism, America was a pretty good place. You know, minus all the kicking... beating the shit out of people. America was good. That's when we started Medicare and Medicaid. We had all the reforms for education, all that. That's what people want to go back to. You talk to a MAGA person. No, it was the blacks. They ruined everything. The mental gymnastics MAGA people will do to convince themselves that they're right. It's like the gymnastics are impressive, but they've been coached by Larry Nassar. You know what I mean? I like the joke. It's fine. This is all new stuff that I'm working on. And it's good. I'm keeping that one. For a Monday night, that's a pretty good hit right there. If this was like Friday night, if you guys weren't thinking about work tomorrow, you guys would be a little less uptight. You guys have work tomorrow? What's that like? I could hold you hostage. Thank you for coming. I've been to a lot of places on this tour that I'm on right now, and I really don't feel like I do anything for society. You ever feel that way? Like you don't contribute? I don't. Some people like volunteer and like are doctors and they do stuff. I don't. This is the closest I get. Making you feel good for maybe 20, 30 minutes. Well, one time I did a show and someone messaged me after, a few weeks after, like, yo, Nimesh, you did that joke about healthcare where, like, if you get a bill and you don't have the money, you could call them and tell them you don't have any money and you could get half off the bill or not get to have to pay any of it. And this is true, by the way. You could do that. You could argue with the hospital or the healthcare provider. And this guy messaged me, like, yeah, I heard that joke and I got a bill for $10,000, and I called the hospital and said, yo, I don't have any money, and then I didn't have to pay any of it, so thank you. And I wrote him back. I was like, I think you owe me $5,000. On that note, happy Diwali to everybody. Thank you for coming out. Happy Diwali to you guys. I hope the guy that stole those jewels from the Louvre, I hope that was an Indian guy. I really do. I really was like, I'm taking these back. Happy Diwali, motherfucker. No. Diwali, for the uninitiated, is a Hindu holiday. Any Hindus in the room? Okay, how Hindu are you? Like, if I talk some shit about Hinduism, you're going to go tell Narendra Modi? I leave the club and three Indian guys pop out of a Toyota Camry. Jai Shri Ram! That happened to me in Phoenix. I made fun of Hanuman. Hanuman, if you don't know, is the monkey-faced god in Hinduism. And he's celebrated for his strength, his loyalty, and his celibacy. Celibacy does not sound like we might be giving credit where it's not due, is all I'm saying. You can't go to I'm strong. I'm loyal. This Indian guy got real mad after the show. I was doing a meet and greet, and the people are coming, like, waiting online, saying hi to everybody. And some Indian guy pops out of, like, the bathroom, and he just yells, "Hey, Ben John!" And I'm thrown by it, because if you're familiar with somebody as an Indian person, you might say that as, like, a greeting. Like, "Hey, fucker, what's going on? Look at this Ben John," you know, like. But he said it angrily, and I didn't clock it until I was, like, right in his face, because he was like, "Banjo," and then he was speaking in Hindi, and I don't speak Hindi, I speak Gujarati, so I'm just, like, smiling in his face, and he's, like, cursing me out, but I can't hear it because there's all this other music and people. And at one point he goes, "Teri ma ki chut," and I was like, I know that one. "Are you angry?" I gave him a banana, and all right. That's not going on the internet. That's for us. That's a live only joke. And it was Diwali, and, you know, I saw my family this past weekend, and my aunt gave me for my daughter, she gave me a Ganesha stuffy. Like a stuffed animal Ganesha doll. But it was white. Not like the t-shirt, like skin. Like, it was a white skin Ganesha. And, like, we all know the story of Ganesha. His dad cut his head off, put an elephant head on. I must have missed the part where Shiva dipped Ganesha in Fair and Lovely lotion. I was in Miami, and I went to do drugs. That's why you go to Miami, by the way. Everyone's like, "Go for the culture." The culture is drugs. That's what you do. I went to Miami, and I was myself and, like, seven of my cousins, one Uber XL. And the driver was like, "Yo entiendo, come on." And we're all on Molly, and we pull up to this place called Jungle Island. Jungle Island is a club at night, but during the day, it's a zoo. Like, literally, like, you know, there's animals and shit. And at night, it turns into a part of it turns into a club. So we pull up the Jungle Island. I have so much Molly on me, I'm sprinkling it on the ground for, like, the kids to find in the morning. You know, just touch a tiger tomorrow. Don't worry about it. And we get into Jungle Island. And the first thing I see, the Jungle Island, is a guy wearing a "fuck Hamas" t-shirt. And it threw me A, because, like, who's wearing that at a club? But B, more so, it was like the "fuck" was regular letters, but Hamas was in, like, wingdings. You know, it's like Hebrew H, Star David, Hebrew M, Star David, regular S. Like, bro, you gave up on the S, bro? And I'm on drugs. So I'm just watching this, like, I'm so happy, but I'm so confused. Because I'm like, man, what a party. Everyone's having a great time, but where do you buy that t-shirt? I was just like, yo, this shit. Because I would just be, I didn't pay attention to him. I purposely tried to ignore him. But every now and then, I'm just, Oh, that's that guy. You fuck him up. And every time I looked at him, I would see something different that bothered me about him. Because it took me a while to realize it wasn't just a fuck him. It was a crop top. Like, you could see his IDF abs just popping out of shit. Like, where do you buy that? I wrote it down in my phone. I was like, I got to remember. I typed in fuck Hamas t-shirt into Google. You can't type Hamas t-shirt into Google because then people show up at your house. But you gotta make sure the fuck is the operative word. You gotta put fuck Hamas t-shirt into your Google search. There's a lot of fuck Hamas t-shirts. There's a lot of fuck Hamas t-shirts. There's fuck Israel t-shirts. There's fuck China t-shirts. They're all made in China, which is very strange. They don't give a fuck. It's just like, way to ruin a party. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you want to fuck somebody's night up for like 10 seconds at a time? Fuck Hamas t-shirt. Look, like, however you want to feel, whatever. I can't unpack that right now. But maybe not when you're also on drugs. You can't be like, fuck Hamas, like this. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? What point are you trying to make? You're diminishing the point with your fucking hands, bro. My friends and I, my cousin, we were all in, like, we went to my friend's like VIP table, and we're all hanging out there. Now I'm fucked up, and fuck Hamas like meanders his way over to our. He gets a little close, you know, he steps on my shoes, like, real new shoes, bro, and I pushed him a little bit, you know. And he turns around, he kills my whole family. I was like, that's a disproportionate response, sir. Yeah. I like that one. Anyway, I was on a flight and I was watching TV and I had this thought. I said, what if you got HIV from sharing an Ozempic needle? That's what it says right here. What if you got HIV? The Ozempic commercial came on and the fine print, it says, please don't share Ozempic needles. Who the fuck is sharing Ozempic needles? Hey, dog, you got to hit this. It's crazy, bro. Get off that cake, bro. You'd still get skinny. That's what would happen if you got HIV from sharing an Ozempic needle. Okay, three people like that one, but that's for me. You know, Ozempic was invented by a Danish lady? Yeah, in Denmark. It was some Danish lady was doing science. They let women do that over there. And she invented it after she came to America one time. And I was like, no. This has to end immediately. If you take Ozempic, more power to you. Good for you. I couldn't do it, obviously, but it's, you know what I mean? I don't judge anyone that does. I'm doing my own working out. I'm doing HIIT training. You know, high intensity insult training. That's when me and my comedian friends go to the gym and we body shame each other. I got really skinny legs and they're a little bow legged. One of my friends called me parentheses Ansari, and that shit hurt my feelings. I was like, I'm gonna squat every day, dude. I'm squatting him. I dropped the weight on his foot. Now he's pigeon toed Mookie. And, what else do I want to talk about? Saudi Arabia? Sure, we could talk about Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you know this, but there was a big comedy festival out there in Saudi Arabia. If you guys, do you know about it?
Yes.
Okay, do you know I was supposed to go?
Yes.
Do you know I said no?
Yes.
At first I said yes, because it was $125,000. And I was like, that's a lot of money for someone who has $0 million. $125,000 is a lot of money. That's enough that if I put it in my daughter's college savings plan when she's old enough to go to college, that would have turned into like enough money for tuition at Trump University for sure. You know? That was, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. But people got mad. But how dare you even think about going in the first place? Did I not tell you it was $125,000? I don't know where everyone's at financially in this room, but $125,000 is a lot of money, I think, to most people. And I think it's very interesting to see how people react with other people's money. Like, fuck you for even thinking about going and taking two teacher salaries worth of money in 24 hours, you piece of shit, human garbage motherfucker. I think the issue is people think I'm rich. I have $0 million. My favorite comment was, can't be that, Patel, you said no to money. That shit hurt. That was cold. I was like, God damn, that's brutal. And it felt necessary to go. But I don't like the whole people saying, oh, fuck, you're a piece of shit for even thinking about it. Because then it makes anyone who went defensive about the reasons. And then if you get really into it about how Saudi Arabia is evil and America is evil, yes, but it's not, it's a false equivalency because over there you're performing for the crown prince, over here just performing for like normal people. Would I perform for Trump? No. Would I perform for Obama? Probably. But Obama killed people all the time. So you get into that game, but you can't play that game because then you're gonna lose that game. Then you just do whatever the fuck you want all the time. You turn into Bad Bunny. You know what I mean? It's just, I do whatever I want, man. I love that guy, by the way. The guy's the best. But anyway, it's not life-changing money. It'll change my year, maybe 2 years, but it won't change my life. If it was life-changing money, my dad works at a liquor store. He's been working at a liquor store since he was 17 years old. If it was enough money to put a check in his hands that made him retire, I'd be over there asking for flight training myself. Like, hey, what are the... Like, you mean I don't need to learn how to land? Yeah, fuck it, it's all good, bro. I get the outrage. I understand it. I'm not trying to play victim here. I get it. I understand it fully. I didn't go. But it's still very interesting to me how people count other people's money. Fuck you for even thinking about fucking the people they killed. They don't care about gay people. They're starving Yemen. They killed journalists. Yeah, it's all valid. But on the journalist front, we kill journalists too. We killed Jeff Epstein. Think about that. America's greatest journalist. Everyone wants to see his journals. That's a journalist, okay? That's a joke, everybody. I try to live, if I can make my own world better, that's all I'm trying to do. Everyone else, do whatever the fuck you got. Whatever you think you got to do to make your world better, do that thing. You know, I can't. But look, there's a lot of valid reasons to not have gone. Like the gay rights thing, the starving Yemen, the journalist stuff. They also have like Indian slaves there. They like enslave Indian people. It's like modern day slavery over there. And the last thing I wanted was some guy that looks like me to pick me up from the airport. That night my passport goes missing. Next thing you know, I'm over there slaving and he's over here. Your dad has a liquor store. Yeah, if it was enough to retire my dad, I'd be like, assalamu alaikum, brothers. Let's fucking... Thank you very much. But you want to know the real reason I didn't go? It's because it felt almost like too much money. Like they had seen some shit I'd said about the crown prince and they were trying to lure me there. Come, Habibi, come. We tell you how the crown prince... Because that was one of the things you couldn't make. You couldn't make fun of religion. You couldn't make fun of the kingdom. And you couldn't make fun of the crown prince. And I've definitely done all three of those things. A few years ago, the royal family, they would go to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to get health care. They'd fly the entire family out. They'd rent out a wing, get health care, and they would fly back to Saudi Arabia to get health care once a year, physicals and stuff. And at some point, they got tired of doing that. So they just built Johns Hopkins in the middle of Saudi Arabia. There's a Hopkins, like Aramco joint venture in the middle of Saudi Arabia, and the royal family just goes there to get healthcare. And when I read that article, I thought it'd be funny to write and perform in a sketch in which I play a physician and I diagnose the crown prince with homosexuality. Because he thinks it's a disease. And he comes into my office like, I keep getting erections around dudes. thank you guys so much for being here. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'll see you on Netflix. Have a good night. Bye.